Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Good day program, Refugees from Bad Radio. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, all kind of focused on some of the things that are pleasant, some that are unpleasant. You always have to spend a little bit of time in the unpleasantness of things like what happened in Iraq, the death of the Navy SEAL, the Daesh attack on Kurdish troops, working with the U.S.-led coalition, the SEAL advising, and this is so offensive to me. I'm looking at a press report from the White House, the handout that he was advising Kurdish fighters. This is the third person to die in Iraq in the last 2 years. It doesn't look like the Daesh problem is going away. Last week, the U.S. sent in more special forces to fight Daesh. Comes at a time when things are shaky in Iraq anyway. The protesters, the anti-government people that are really upset about what's going on went into the green zone. I stayed in a palace in the green zone. I was in Iraq however many years ago it was. I don't even remember. It seems like it was closer than it was. There's a picture posted of me.
It had to be 5 or 6 or 7 years ago, right?
I think it was. I think it was 5 or 6 years ago. Went over on a USO mission of sorts with a lot of people who were there. Tony Orlando brought his group, and there were...
Stephen Baldwin was with you.
Stephen Baldwin was there.
Leanne Tweeden, right?
64 people, yeah, some celebrities. And then there was Mary Eisenhower, who was helping with medical supplies, the granddaughter of the former president. And there were people from... religious organization. It was just a group of people that were all trying to find out what was going on over there. And we were invited to go and had a very interesting time of it. I was there, I think it was 4 or 5 days, and I slept in one of the son's beds. If you don't think this was one of the eeriest, strangest things that has ever happened to me in my life.
I don't know that I would have been able to sleep. Did you freak out?
Yeah, it was awful. It was like your skin crawls. So we go into there are four palaces around Baghdad where the family would stay depending on how much they wanted to move. As things got dicier for them, they would stay, members of the family would be one night in this palace and another night in another palace. They'd be out of town, they'd be in town, wherever. So the two sons were just horrible. You think the old man was bad. Mm-hmm. These two guys were just
well, they used
awful.
To be in charge of the Olympic team, and they would kill anybody who didn't perform. And
right.
I think eventually, at the time of their death, there was only two people left on the Olympic team.
Well, and what happened, the one, and I don't remember which of the brothers it was, but they were protests. The thing that interests me is what goes on in the agricultural community, because I'm an agrarian. I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, so these things interest me. There was a protest in Baghdad, when Saddam changed some sort of regulations that affected farmers, and there were 400 farmers that came into Baghdad protesting on their tractors, and they were all brought into an auditorium supposedly to be heard. And the two brothers took a family of farmers, strung them upside down, and dropped them into a vat of acid so that the rest of the farmers there would get the message.
Well,
that's
send it to me.
People that you were dealing with there. So anyway, particularly, I said hotel, the palace I stayed in was in the green zone, and so I know that area. Remember, I took pictures and I brought them back. Saddam had created a village for his grandchildren that was based on the Flintstones. Do you remember me?
Yeah, I remember you said that. I don't think I ever saw the pictures though.
Yeah, there was right opposite this palace. Was a Flintstone village that Saddam had built for his...
Because that's the nicer side of Saddam, right?
Uday and... What was the other one's name?
Uday. I think.
Yeah, I think it was Uday's bed I slept in. Anyway, so they have their children, and so Saddam decided that he'd build a replica of a Barney Rubble Fred Flintstone village.
Wow.
And so that's where the children played. It was bizarre. I want to tell you, the whole place is bizarre. But to go back to our pipe dream here, we're back to Mr. Hope and Change says we're getting out of Iraq and Afghanistan, and now we're pouring more troops. So is this going to be something that's set up for the next president to have to deal with?
100%. Plus, we're not classifying it as combat, even though someone died in combat, and they acknowledged it was combat, but yet we're not in combat.
No,
It's so bizarre.
Yeah, you listen to these phonies, the press corps, or the guy who's the press secretary, go through his iterations of what it is, trying to parse words, these big four-flushing phonies. It just is. It disgusts me. The whole thing disgusts me. So, all right, I've said enough on that. Let's talk about something that's good here. The Tony Award nominations were announced, and the play Hamilton apparently is the show to beat. Lin-Manuel Miranda. Is that the other one? This is a hip-hop-flavored biography about... Hamilton, is this a
right?
Is that, have you been to see this yet?
No, I don't know anyone fabulous enough to get tickets for me.
Really?
It's crazy, right? It's hard to get tickets.
Yeah,
really. So it's
they do a daily lottery, though. But you know, everyone tries to.
The
get
writer
that,
so. Is Lin-Manuel Miranda, and this is a biography sort of set to hip hop music. If I'm getting correctly, is that really what?
Yeah. Yes. Essentially. Yeah.
Yeah. 13 different nods. Right, the Oscars with, you know, for Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
In essence, yeah,
yep.
Right. Jennifer Hudson was snubbed. Did you say that, Jennifer Horne?
Yeah, I was surprised at that.
You said that, Kara. Yeah. Huh. Anyway, let's see. 13 awards. Awards be handed out on June 12th. James Corden will be the host from the Beacon Theater. Is that where Hamilton is playing? I think it is, isn't it?
Remember no, yesterday? It's on Broadway.
Oh, it is. So yeah. The Beacon Theater then. All right, the reason I remember, okay, ding, 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 ding. Let's go back a little bit. Was it yesterday or the day before I was talking about Chris Noth and him being a New York actor? I think it was maybe Monday talking about the last episode coming up of The Good Wife. He plays the husband and the guy who's going to jail. He was the governor of Illinois, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So he, I believe, owns that either the Beacon Theater or the theater next to it. Is the one that Chris Noth owns. That's sort of bringing that around in my mind. I remember reading it.
Okay.
But he's very steeped in the tradition of theater in New York. And it's a whole different thing. I've talked to any number of actors, and maybe you all have as well in interviews, who, when you talk to them about acting on television or in movies versus acting, like a good example, this is Bebe Neuwirth, who's really a Broadway actress. That's where she got her... That's really what she's known for. But she apparently likes doing television because she had a recurring role in Blue Bloods. And now she's the assistant to Madam Secretary on Sunday night on CBS. But she is the quintessential Broadway actress.
Yeah.
And a lot of others have gotten. But then nobody knows who they are until they get on television, which is kind of a shame. Tony Roberts is another example of that. I think he's in every play that there is in New York. He's always in a play. That's what he likes doing. But you don't make the money on Broadway or in New York on plays that you can make doing a television show or a movie. So these people decide, okay, we got the craft. But I'm told it's so different. Television is easy in comparison to having to be on stage, remember your lines, you can't do another take. You got to be on your best at every moment of every presentation. And a lot of these plays are on 8 times a week, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, and 8 performances a week is taxing. Yeah,
yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, I thought that that was a rather interesting story. The next item of interest here in a moment, some football news, football players, if you will, in the news, and not necessarily good stuff about them. So let's... again, focus on something good. Super Beats. Everybody here is on that Super Beats bandwagon. The original performance supplement, and it isn't really something, it's not a capsule, although you can take a Neo 40 capsule. When you get those, Kara and Victoria, Jennifer can tell you how it is because she has them. I have them. I take, as a matter of fact, a couple hours ago, I took my Neo 40, which is basically a teaspoon of Super Beats encapsulated form. Put it in your mouth. It melts, instantly absorbed into your system, gives you a wake-up call, literally, so you don't have to
without
have a cup of coffee.
Being jittery, no. Which is
no,
what I love.
Right.
You know,
because
sometimes you take energy drinks and you get jittery. It's just, it's energy. Yeah. It's good energy.
What does this product do? What does Super Beats and Neo 40 do? They open up your... The blood flow becomes more powerful and more consistent as your arteries are opened up from the effect of having the nitrates that come from beets. And these are concentrated beets, 3 beets in every Neo 40, 3 beets in every teaspoon of Super Beets. Put it in a 4-ounce glass of water, drink it. You'll have boosted energy all day long. You'll support healthy blood pressure in your body. Provide yourself a great source of antioxidants. The list goes on and on and on with regard to the benefits. You've heard me say this over and over again. Beets are a nutrition goldmine. I love what it's doing for me, my heart, my circulation, my blood pressure, and you will have the same amazing results when you call 800-655-4183. Every time I give that number out, every time I talk about it, a couple of dozen people call and order. And if you order now with your first order of Super Beats, you'll get a 30-day supply, an extra 30-day supply, free with your first order. So call and order now, 800-655-4183. There is absolutely no reason in the world. This is so inexpensive and so smart and so good for you. It is just, you cannot not do this. The double negative means you must do it. You have to do it. You got to do it. Call 800-655-4183. Take care of yourself. Take the advice of all the doctors on this program. 800-655-4183 or order at DougLikesBeats.com.
Today on App Check, HipMunk sorts your flight and hotel searches by agony factors like trip length, number of stops, and price. Great visual design.
Nice.
HipMunk. It's a hit.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about an easy way to win friends and influence people? Well, it's as simple as the nose on your face. Here's the biological science of it. Now, Grandma Buff, she had a saying. She said, no matter what you say or do, make sure you smell good. Don't laugh. It's a simple-sounding adage, but she was so very correct. And so it seems that the sense of smell dramatically and directly influences how others see you. It impacts your persuasive abilities, how much they like you, and it creates good moods. In other words, people like people who smell good. It indirectly causes mutual regard.
Smell me.
What's the cheap psychological trick? No matter what you say or do, make sure you smell good. It's the easiest way to make a great first impression. Got a comment? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This flashy outfielder made 13 stops in a 25-year career, including 4 separate stints in Oakland. He's a 10-time All-Star who holds career records for stolen bases, runs scored, and leadoff home runs.
And Ricky goes, a pitch taken, he's going to have it. He does! Ricky Henderson, no contest, steals third base.
So where is Ricky Henderson now? The New York Mets hired Ricky as a coach in 2006 and helped Jose Reyes at the plate and on the base pass. The following year, the Mets promoted Ricky to first base coach. Ricky was elected to the Hall of Fame in 2009, receiving almost 95% of the vote.
I am now in the class of the greatest players of all time.
Ricky Henderson still stealing the spotlight. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
Coming up to 48 after the hour on Good Day, Victoria, Jennifer, Kara, and I focus now on the Verizon picket line, where they say all they want is dignity. Well, there are two sides to this story. News media has covered well the 40,000 Verizon workers who have been now on strike for a couple of weeks, getting some cash from their union to help with the money that they will never get back. Strikes like this never, ever end up with the people on the picket line getting more. You will never make up what you lose when you're on. If it's a week, sometimes you can come out of it. This is the third week, and it'll go on into the fourth week. Not only have those of us who have Verizon suffered from this, it's bad enough dealing with these clowns when they have a full slate of people working for them, but with all these people on strike, you can't get any installations. I have technical problems here. Because of Verizon, they are a miserable, horrible company to begin with. But, you know, you hear the workers walked off the job to protest things like outsourcing, stall contract talks, that sort of thing. Verizon wants to take as much as they can away from the union people and put contractors on and send some of the jobs overseas. They really want to sell their land business to Frontier, and they've done that in three states now. Mm-hmm. And the Verizon people know that. So you hear the Verizon case, and a lot of it makes a lot of sense. It doesn't look like either side is caving. So the workers are on the picket line. They get unemployment. They get the stipend from the union. And so now they get a little more money. They keep striking. And there are people who have been waiting on, I talked to somebody the other day, 3-4 hours waiting online to try to get service.
Wow. That's
obscene. So there's a full-page ad running in many of the major East Coast newspapers that's sponsored by Verizon, and they bring their points to the surface, saying they've been working for 10 months with Verizon leaders, that they currently make $130,000 a year, and they've been offered a 6% wage hike, and they don't want to take it. So there's always two sides to the story, boys and girls. 50 after the hour.